Hi guys, this is another episode of the best podcast in the region right now. And as you have been seeing with the previous episode that we just dropped, we have been having this conversation about cyber attacks, child online protection with the Communications Authority of Kenya. Now today I have the experts, the specialists, the best of the creme de la creme in this business, and they're going to be breaking it down for us just to explain to us the CA's role in child online protection. And also, we're going to learn new things like cyber attacks, how we can protect ourselves, the legal processes of reporting such incidences. So, karibuni sana to the show.
So, basically, in summary, it's like anything communication related.
Yes.
Literally, it's not communication.
It's
right there on my face. So, if you guys existed in the 1800s, you'd definitely be in charge of smoke.
Don't ask me that.
Oh, she did.
She asked me if we were learning, and then she was telling me, how many of these is it really?
Yeah, I was like, yes, we used to have runners. So if you want same day delivery, to like a better tapa, but if you want like a week, you
have license. Have license the runner.
Yeah, yeah. You want it at night, Mogaka is on dial.
You know, Mogaka, does he have a license to quick fast?
No, yeah. That's like how CU looked like in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so dope, man. So let's just jump right into it. What are some of the common threats that we what are some of the threats that are there in the cybersecurity space in Kenya? A lot of people might not know much about that until it's going. Maybe you tangia kwa M-Pesa upate, some money has been withdrawn, and then you are all angry on Twitter, you're ranting, and maybe this is something you could have stopped, or maybe you could have prevented yourself before. What are some of the pending threats that are there in the cyberspace in Kenya?
Okay. There are according to our latest statistics, if you go check a little bit, we have in quarter one and quarter two, we are now in the 200s of millions. We are around 228 million cyber threats.
Those are threats?
Yes, that we have any cyber attack that is in the country.
Yeah.
This is from the period in July 2021 to now, around 228. But that is...
million?
Yes, million, 228
million. So I'm sure
it'll go up. But a majority of these are malware. And I'll just put it this way. Malware is like, there are different forms of malware. There's ransomware. You know, the ones who hold your data, like you see in CSI Cyber, and then they encrypt all the system, and the hospital cannot be able to do anything until they paste you in Bitcoin. You've seen in 30 movies, that's called ransomware.
Yeah.
So we have ransomware. We have malware now has gone to mobile. What this means is, you know, like when you get those messages that if you click here, you're going to see your miracle for the day.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you click. And then you download it.
I must be so blessed.
Yeah. I am so blessed. Yeah? Yeah, if you want to see your Jesus' message for you today, just click here, then you click.
Come on.
Or it's due to your text.
Like Jesus has been to me a dream, vision, I call the best way.
Nowadays, you don't need bearded men. He's not a prophet, he's just using WhatsApp. Soon he's going to be sliding to us now, just DMs. Yeah. So,
guys fall for those things.
Yes.
And that's the mobile, we were saying in tech, we say malware has gone mobile. It's they're no longer targeting corporate. They're now targeting mobile, because we have, according to our latest stats, we have around 42 million mobile data subscriptions. So those are people who are accessing data on their mobile phones, 42 million. So they are targeting those 42 million.
Yeah.
So they'll send you a link on WhatsApp or somewhere, and you click there and you get some spyware where somebody... Spyware, generally, they'll be able to see every single thing that you type on your phone. They'll be, remember when we were growing up, there was this plague that Jesus is there, unseen visitor. The unseen, he was at every table, at every meal. Yeah, now they become like that. They'll be that unseen guest at every meal.
Yeah.
Who's just collecting everything you're putting into your phone. So as you type your M-Pesa pin, as you put in your accounts to your Insta, as you're taking your selfies and whatever to send to your people, they'll be just there. everything. They have a front line, they have VIP, and remember, they're just collecting and also storing that information, just trying to find out more so that they can attack. So malware is huge. For those ladies who feel like their husbands are cheating, then you go and install some spyware on his phone. Malware is really the biggest issue. Then of course there are these social the social aspect of cybercrime,
yeah.
where we're seeing a lot of hacking of Instagram accounts
and
social media. There's a lot of bullying, unfortunately, as among kids. Really bad cyberbullying is terrible. And not just even among kids, even grown-ups, right? And then trolling, you have a lot of cyber trolling. Then we have online fraud. If an Ariston cooker is 80,000 shillings in the shop, and you see a page that's going to sell you for 20,000, and they say you send money before, then you wait for delivery and somebody has blocked you, as in we are seeing. It's on the wall. So if a deal is too good, so we have people who are doing that, a lot of online fraud. People are being called off their money, you know. And then we have more worryingly, I find this more impersonation, because I just get your page and it looks completely like yours, and I'm uttering things that maybe hate speech or you know, a lot of stuff that's not proper. So we are seeing a lot of that online.
It's crazy. And just a disclaimer, when you talk about cyber attacks, we're talking about attacks on the internet. Please listen to me, DM me, MBA, kuna cyber, and you can't hear me. For and you can't get passports. Please, we're talking about it's something a bit more sophisticated. So please get in line. Catch up na sisi ya baby. I'm dealing with smart ladies here. So that's you've spoken about malware and that as a threat. So for example, something like online bullying. Is that something that the CCA can help mitigate, or is that like outside your boundaries, or how do you help somebody who's in a situation where they're being cyberbullied?
I think one of the things that we've been doing and we continue to do is, one, create awareness. Because first you need to know that you're being bullied.
Yeah.
More often than not, when we have sessions like this or others, or even now informally too, when I'm talking to friends or family, that's when guests go like, oh, Atamili, you know, they were thinking about the Jesus thing. So now if you put it from the point of view of this is a prospective person who wants to steal your information, that person goes like, oh, na kweli, acha tena nikapigiwa simu na mtu. You know, so you get to realize that there's also the gap of knowledge that people still need to be aware of what may amount to a case of an attack.
Yeah.
So in that case then, after doing the advocacy, which we continue to do, and promoting awareness, we also encourage you to report. And reporting can be in many ways. It comes in several ways. At the very basic, in CA, there's an app that we have, Jane, I'm sure we'll talk about it, K-Sat. Because it's up her alley. We have KSAT. And then we also have Chukua Hatua, which is another avenue where if you're going through if you're anything as we talked about, if maybe you're sending something haikufika, you're buying credit, ama you're finding that your credit is not being managed properly, you've made a complaint to your provider doesn't look like it's acting up on it, or is acting like they are not taking up your complaint, you can escalate it to CA. You can put it on the Chukua Hatua platform. So if you just Google CA or Chukua Hatua CA, you'll see it. A lot of it's information, and I always encourage people, information is there. Google.
Yeah.
Google. Like, just Google. Chukua Hatua. Google. If not, call. There are numbers online, and I find a lot of people, unfortunately, the younger generation, would not be that proactive. Mpaka, it's like your photos are leaked, that's when you're now going into it. But there are so many other things that have happened. So if you had a culture of reporting, then it would be, at least, even the records we are seeing, I'm sure those numbers would be much higher.
Yeah.
So what we report is what either we have caught or what has been reported.
So on top of the 140 million,
there's
definitely more.
There's a whole lot more. In fact, if you think about the numbers, I was looking at statistics, I think last week, 71% globally of youth are connected.
Yeah.
71% globally.
Yeah.
Out of the 71%, 1 in 3 is going through an attack.
And an attack can be in the form of, like, somebody hacks your account, somebody impersonates you.
There are new ones coming up. As we speak, there's a new kind of attack that's coming up. So in any form, 1 in 3 is being attacked.
Wow.
So you can see, if you ever compute those numbers, they are much higher than what we report.
Yeah.
So what I say is awareness and reporting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for I know this mostly we're focusing on child online protection. Mm. And I thought this was just going to be for children strictly. Until we started this conversation, and I was like, by the way, it's not just affecting kids, even myself. Maybe some, I'm prone to some of these attacks. I mean, it's 140 million, rather. Probably you're there. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to be there, just hit the subscribe button and, you know, maybe you'll be safer because I have connections now at C. Might be able to help.
He's a squad.
Yeah,
You actually said something very interesting.
Yeah.
When we were starting the campaign for child online protection, we started with parents, teachers, guardians.
Yeah.
Because that level of awareness is required.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a parent, you still have a key responsibility over your child, over the younger
folk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phase two has been children, youth.
Going direct.
Direct,
yeah.
What is expected? And it's just something very simple. The same way a parent anakwangana kupeleka kwa kona mahali if you're a child. Mm. Ama your teacher tells, you know, the bell rings, you're not complying. Lie down.
Yeah.
That's the same thing you need to do online.
Mm-hmm.
For a parent or a guardian.
Yeah.
You need to be proactive.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've unaskenge a statement and they even hear it from our folks. Ah, you don't need to say watoto.
Say watoto,
yeah. And then, they're not.
Yeah. And then if I may, like you find the ability between, there's a very big digital divide between the parents and the kids.
Yeah.
Let me just give you an example. There was an incident in my daughter's school or with her friends at school.
Mm.
And there was some access to some content, adult content.
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter was like telling me the story. And then now she was in her own commentary. Then she was saying, but you know, if she just cleared her history.
Oh, who taught you this, young daughter?
And then, and how old is she? She's 10.
Ah, what? She's
10.
Like, clearing history.
I was like, this is a 10-year-old. I didn't hear anything she said after that because I just saw criminal.
Security expert.
So I'm like, this chick has been deleting history. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything. But she knows I am in cybersecurity. But you know, like, at the basic, we have kids. These kids are smart. That's a 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine when dealing with a teenager? Like, they'll cover their tracks.
Definitely.
And unfortunately, not many parents are in that zone where they're putting filters at the ISP level. Like, if I have internet in my house, I've installed filters that take away that they cannot search certain things, they'll not come, that they will block certain sites.
We discussed about that on the previous episode.
Yeah. So a lot of parents don't have that.
Yeah.
So I might imagine I have that and now, you know, and me, I'm thinking I have that. I have had the talk 1-on-2, we keep talking, and then now she's tearing history, you know. So you can imagine there is at any one time, they're always going to be advanced.
Yeah.
Like there's somebody who said that these kids are born and given an iPad.
Before they can do.
Let me refer to something. We did a research exercise in 2020.
Yes.
And it was with regard to increase in teenage pregnancies that had affected going to school and whatever. And so the Ministry of Education had approached the authority.
Yeah.
So we did a study and went around the country. And 80% of kids who had access to pornography, adult content, the very first time, accessed that adult content on their parents' phones.
Without their parents even?
No, on their parents' phones. They accessed that content on your phone, on your device.
Mm-hmm.
How do they access that for that content? When you have, we are all in crazy WhatsApp groups.
Yeah.
We, Akina, Baba Ochola and the rest are all there. And somebody will send something. And unfortunately, some of us, the settings we put in our phones, like for example, you'll have auto download. So anything you're sent on WhatsApp goes to your gallery.
Yeah.
Your daughter is over there just, you know, taking selfies. And then she's checking through and then she's like, you know. That's an instance. Now, my daughter is clearing, deleting history. So she just takes my phone and says, I want to play a game. Yeah, Kumba, she's not playing games. She's doing other things.
Yeah.
Worryingly, 88% had accessed adult content
from their
parents' phone. Let's just
meditate
on that one. On that one, yeah.
We need a few days.
And now we had that part forever and they were sharing like some of the sites they had gone to. I will never forget, this was a school in the coastal region where this standard 6 boy wrote a site that had nini about dead people. It has a whole name. And then I wondered, this boy had watched everything, all the content, all the adult content. It had excited him, stopped exciting him, until what could excite him was
dead people. Can you just get that?
Can you just get that?
Where did that? What happened? Yeah. What did we not do?
Yeah.
So yes, she said phase one we were trying to talk to. We talked to parents and caregivers, and then phase two now we are talking to the children themselves. Yeah. But with that realization that they are in a completely different ball game. Yeah. Completely. Mm-hmm. We are Ludovandros, then they are K-pop.
They were born in 2000. Yeah. So the person was born in 2000, right now
it's already 22 this year.
So that means they've grown up with internet all their lives. Yeah. So That's all they know.
How am I going to control them if I don't, how am I going to protect them if I don't even understand
what they're doing?
What is going on?
Yeah.
Now, the UN gave a report last, I think it's early this year or late last year, they were saying increase in kidnapping in child sexual exploitation because during COVID we were having classes online, so kids had their devices online, they're networking, they're talking to people. You think you're talking to another 14-year-old Kumeta, a 50-year-old in Thailand somewhere, you know, and you're sending him nudes and all these things, and they're doing all these things, and kids are unfortunately facing a lot of, there's an increase in child sexual exploitation, and parents are not aware. I see parents going to check SMSs and WhatsApp, but this is not where they're communicating. Yeah. They are sliding, they are going to India, and that's where things are happening.
The history,
yes,
they're not smart enough. Yola is smart enough to know that she needs to be very smart.
Ten years.
Goodness. So another thing that I also wanted to know is how can this one is for everybody, whether they are under 18 or over 18. How can one know that, let's say for example, their phone has been hacked? Just like the common or the basic way, a basic way somebody can tell that they have been hacked.
I think more often than not, even myself who has a bit of information, I wouldn't say a lot, just kidogo, on these things of cyber attacks. Mm. First of all, I'll tell you, you do not know how much you're being attacked, for sure.
Yeah,
you don't know until you either
someone leaks your data,
or you know, like now when you're asking, you can now maybe subject yourself to looking at like online. There's a site I wish I remembered the, but if I remember, I'll tell you, then you'll tag it. Well, you just go online. It's nothing. You download. You don't even need to put your name or whatever.
Yeah.
You put there's a detail you'll put, and then you will see the most recent hack. Or rather, attack that you've had.
On
your device.
Send it to me later, I'll send it to you, then
you can put it on the description. Yeah, just try it. And we did this in a safe space.
Yeah.
So I am sure that it was a safe environment for you to do it. It's a safe environment for you to do it. And you will see how many attacks you're getting.
Yeah.
Now, I think when you look at that, like for me when I did it, and that was last year, November, I had like 39 attacks. Within a period of a week. 39 attacks. Yeah. Some of them are very menial. So, of course, the usual of CG you are paying, and others are denied because of, again, the safety features that you have in your phone. So you can see, they'll tell you what is an attack and what has been denied.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting is it's actually very, very important to keep updating your software on your phone. If you have a phone that is and you know, unfortunately, the higher we go with the kinds of phones we're using or devices, the also more sophisticated the attacks get.
The more difficult, the more prone
you are to be attacked. Unlike now, maybe someone who's having a kabambe.
Yeah.
Mm. A kabambe, really. Yeah.
Kabambe, you'll still be attacked.
The information, because again, digital, nini.
Yeah.
So there'll be an attack, like the M-Pesa ones, where someone solicits, calls you from, you know where.
Yeah.
Kambia, kuna nini ile package ulikuwa unataka kutuma, imefika. Na sasa, to address it, you know those things.
There's so many keep texting me, oh, mtoto amefukuzwa
shuleni. Mtoto amefukuzwa shuleni.
Yes. We've done 30 minutes.
Oh, this is so fun.
We are forgetting.
No, actually, like the flow.
Yeah.
We can do 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So about attacks, I'll say this. even without going online.
Yeah.
It's also about if we are conscious. How conscious are we about whatever it is we're doing out there?
Yeah.
And I think if you look at, if you hear what she said and you look at our data, before you take that nude photo, you just be thinking. Yes. Like there's this, this among the tech space, they say, it's not that you've not been attacked, it's just that you do not know you've been attacked.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't, you've not been hacked, it's just you don't know yet you've been hacked. Until Snowden or Anonymous or Pandora's Papers.
Yeah.
Or somebody releases your data.
Or Twitter decides to go rogue on you, then you realize I am.
Yeah, so the attitude should be that at any particular time to have that realization and that caution, like how am I sharing my data? It's something that's called smishing. Smishing is when you send messages that look like they are from a reputable person, and then you click on links that are in that message. Like for example, you get a message that maybe looks like from NTSA, and then you click on it, and then it will take you to a site that on the face of it looks like NTSA, but it's not.
Yeah.
The S will be inverted. So it will look like that. Then you go and give your details. You know, that is on your phone. You have a call, what she said, somebody will call you and say, I'm calling you from KPLC. We call that phishing, like voice phishing. You know, there'll be an email. You'll get emails like, oh, you are, you know.
You're not the Secretary General of UN.
Yes. You have not applied
for Africa.
You have not applied for a job, but you're getting a job. That should make you, you know, Jesus, the Lord is mighty and powerful.
Yeah.
But you will not, you are not going to get an email for a job you did not apply for or you didn't interview for. So it's that extra caution that you need to be about. And what are the, we look, need to look at what is this thing that they're going for?
Yeah.
The attack is not the issue. The, what is it called? The gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
That's what we, what do the attackers want? Attackers want information. And why do they want information? Why are you, why is it that when you go to get a CRB clearance, you find that you are listed? You have a talus, you have a ward, what?
Like,
how did that happen? You were hacked, you just didn't know that somebody took your data, went and opened accounts, and all those things. So it's just that we do not know. The going out there is, you've been hacked, it's just that you do not know that you've been hacked. But at the end of the day, what do they want? They want your information. So how are you safeguarding that information? When you're, you know, like, for example, cards tell you your secret words is usually like your mother's middle name, right?
Yeah.
And then you're over there saying, having lunch with the greatest of all times, my mom, I'm going Masharia, hashtag Nyeri, hashtag.
Actually, there's a friend of mine who told who asked me, or when I saw him in a panel, you know. Then he asked, he actually asked the audience, so what's your name? Ask me what's your name, I'll tell you, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your actual name? Where's your ID? Yeah, but you see, more often than not, there are situations where you don't need to say your name is Ben.
Yeah.
Because no one is coming to fact check, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, what's your mother's name? Now, and from that day on, for me, I have a fictitious name of my mom. What's your mother's name? She's called Jurisprudentia. That is not her name.
Yesterday, before we started the show, the cyber security expert was here, told me that sometimes you need to be careful about giving your actual information.
Especially, and this is where I have a challenge with. A lot of the children who we are talking to, you're not assuming that these are guys who don't have. Now there's so many YouTube channels by young children. My niece was showing me one, and this is someone who's, I think 12 or whatever. Those are children who need to know. It's even on gaming, meanies.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. You have to be smart. So being cyber smart means, and if you're using the internet responsibly or your gadgets responsibly, when you're prompted to do this, you don't have to be called Jane and your name is Jane.
Yeah.
You can be. You can even be Jane with an inverted E and 1, 2, 3.
Like
or Nage. Yes, or Nage.
Then you hold
or you can be 1, 2, 3. You can be something else.
Then you are tagging your staff.
Yes.
So people, so these guys know where you live because you're always like at home. And
exactly. You know, even influencers, that's something else I realize. There's a lot that we know of you as a person.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be very.
So out there.
It's
for your safety.
It's for your safety.
Yeah.
And that's the same information that we say. When you're able to pass it on, when if you're in a space where you have children, your children become the closest target to you. At times it's not for your child that they are going into your home.
They want you. Yeah. Yeah, and even you, let me add the one about the apps.
Yeah.
Apps also. You are downloading so many apps. You have Gigi, you have Candy Crush, you have Uber Eats, you have
Lobby. You can have
all these. So many apps. apps, yeah. and you're thinking they are free. They're not free. It's at your cost.
Yeah. yeah.
So, like, as I was telling you, why does Candy Crush need to have access to your microphone? Mm. Are you going to be like giving that sound of like ouch? Mm. You know, like
turn right or go.
Yeah. So, what are those app permissions that you're giving? Because yeah. these are free apps. Because what they're doing is they're mining a lot of your data. Yeah. So, who has access to that data? Yeah. And that is what. Yeah, that is what at the end of the day, that hacker who's hacking you, that's what they want. They want your information mm-hmm. so that they can create credit cards and go buy stuff. And one day, maybe the US government is put you on the terrorist. And then, am I on the terror list? And then you're like, but you have been buying things, your credit cards have been buying stuff to make loans and funding. Then you're like, what credit cards?
What do you mean? I don't know. Taliban? Me? No. Me?
Hashtag. Nothing so you've been hashtag. It's sticky.
Yeah. Hey, we'll go to Apple. We'll be careful now. But just for IG. Yeah. So, you guys recently launched the KSAT application. Mm. I want to know how that works and how it helps now to stop some of these attacks.
Yeah. So now the internet is this wide place. Yeah. You know, like, I don't want to say TV and radio, which you can switch off.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. But it's not, it transcends boundaries. Mm. So, for example, we have around 26 or is it 34 million Facebook users in Kenya. So you cannot police them.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure, as much as the service providers have done a good job, Facebook and the rest, their community standards are up.
Yeah.
But then there's that element of empowering people to know, I actually have a responsibility that if you're in a group and you see like those ones, I think we've seen like the pastors who've been outed that they were talking about having sex with minors, people complained. So the app was to give people a platform where they can, anything online, you can report. So you can report your own issues. Like, for example, if you've seen an email that looks like KCB, but this is not KCB, you can send that to us because that is a phishing link that most likely has been sent to millions of others and then we can take it down. If you saw our CA page that is advertising jobs, and this has been a lot, and you can tell this doesn't look legit. Or something, or even yourself, you want to confirm, you can send us that link on the app and you can report child online abuse, you can report malware, you can report even anonymously.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to ask to know your information, you can report things you see on Facebook, hate speech. Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah, it's to give you a voice where you can report and get assisted. Yeah.
And it's on Play Store and App Store. As well.
Yes,
especially now when you're going to election period.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot that goes on, and people need to be very alert.
Yeah,
so that they're able to share with us. And we're able to also follow through. And now within the age of also data protection, your information needs to be very secure as much as possible.
Yeah.
So when you start seeing someone sending you a text about a certain political party, you've never gone to register or whatever, that's good to send.
That's been sending me messages.
Yeah, you can
use the app.
Do you have the app? You've downloaded it?
No, yes, you know the app. It's safe. Our app is safe. The app is safe. And it also has information which we share, like cyber bulletins, or what is a cookie, not the one you have to meet, how can you protect yourself, so you get tips and skills on how to be cyber savvy.
So Sharon, maybe as we come to you guys are so fun, man, like I don't feel like this is,
that's why you need to call us here again. We are here
perfect. So maybe I can ask you this, so what collaborative measures is CA undertaking to ensure that these cases that have been brought to you, these guys actually get to be prosecuted and they face the full consequence of the law?
So as the communications authority, one of the things we're big on is partnerships and also collaborative efforts. So as it is, it's impossible for us to do it alone. So we do have that's very technical, but we do have some kind of understanding with other agencies. So that would be the police through DCI, we do have with the judiciary.
Yeah,
we work very closely with them. In fact, the last time we had we were having a launch, the CJ herself was there. And one of the things I liked what she said was that this is also something that the national the judiciary is very very keen about, because you can imagine, as much as we think this thing about IT and the internet and this new technologies are things which are very hard for us to understand. You can only imagine a judge who also is not in that space.
Yeah.
Difficult. And let our case here, cyberbullying is actually, how did that happen? You know, the same people who said, do they want the servants to come?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of awareness we are creating.
Yeah.
So that those who are in spaces where they can assist do have the knowledge beforehand. So we're working with the judiciary, we're working with the national police, we are working with agencies like NCIC, so that's the National Cohesion for National Integration Commission. And that also goes for the broadcasting sector. So, you know, when you say broadcast, you imagine only TV.
Yeah.
But on your phone, on a YouTube page, that's broadcast.
Yeah.
The content is a broadcast. This is a podcast. So, podcast, it's a mm-hmm. broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot. And there are laws that also augment that. As it is, the laws also have told us who we need to work with, basically.
Yeah.
So, we have the Children's Act. We work very closely with the Children's Department.
Yeah.
We work very closely with, also through lately we've had the Computer Misuse and Cybercrimes Act.
Yeah.
It spells out all those stuff Jane has talked about in terms of the attacks and how to remedy.
Mm.
There are penalties in there.
Yeah.
Good thing is, recently we've been seeing a lot of people also taking the step of going to court, which is very important.
Yeah.
And if we have more of that, then there'll be more rulings that are made or judgments that will help also sort of like make it deterrent. And also build up the kind of judgments we get, because at times you find a judgment maybe it's not as good as you think it should be, but it helps build to the next and creates awareness,
and it also shows the guys that this is a serious case and not gender.
Exactly. Awareness is also part of what we do, and we use media. We've tried to go through, now we are here
podcasting
with you. We are podcasting. This is very good.
We have vibrant social media pages.
Yes, we have vibrant
social media. Please follow CA Kenya, CA underscore Kenya, and CRT KSAT.
They have really dope stuff that they
say. Are you guys on Instagram as well?
Yes, we are on Instagram. Wow. We are
community.
I wanted to add something. Please. You see, when you look at cybersecurity, I like to say, look at it as a value chain. Like there's this, so there's Ben on one end.
Yeah.
And then Ben, you have a phone. Mm-hmm. And that phone, you access the internet. Who's your service provider? It could be Safaricom, Airtel, Jamie, and the rest. So there's an ISP there.
Yeah.
That ISP is our licensee. They have a license from CA. Mm-hmm. They have terms and conditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So using that internet that you're accessing, then you've been able to do online banking and the rest. So let's take the case of financial fraud, for example. Then something happens to you regarding your banking app or something, or even maybe you're cyberbullied, or somebody commits impersonates you. Then you go to the police. The normal thing would be to you go to the police and say, I lost 5,000 shillings, or I'm being bullied, and all this. Then you go to the police station, which is National Police Service, a completely different institution. And if you go there, that policeman just asks you, siungena to kwa ATM? Like, siungena kwa M-Pesa? Siungeto na M-Pesa? And then that interaction will depend whether you will have confidence to take it forward or you'll drop it.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that, then people will not be reporting. So criminals will know, nothing will happen. So they'll just continue doing it, isn't it? But if the policeman at that particular point is like, yes, this is a cybercrime, the Computer Misuse and Cybercrimes Act is very clear what has happened. They'll do, you get an OB, it will be recorded, you get your phone, they'll do forensic evidence.
As it is, the laws also have told us who we need to work with, basically.
Yeah.
So we have the Children's Act. We work very closely with the Children's Department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We work very closely with, also through the lately we've had the Computer Misuse and Cybercrimes Act.
Yeah.
It spells out all those stuff Jane has talked about in terms of the attacks and how to remedy.
Mm-hmm.
There are penalties in there.
Yeah.
Good thing is, recently we've been seeing a lot of people also taking the step of going to court, which is very important.
Yeah.
And if we have more of that, then there'll be more rulings that are made or judgments that will help also make it deterrent.
Yeah.
And also build up the kind of judgments we get.
Yeah.
Because at times you find attachment, maybe it's not as good as you think it should be,
yeah,
but it helps build to the next and creates awareness.
Yeah.
And it also shows the guys that this is a serious case and not gender.
Exactly. Awareness is also part of what we do, and we use media.
Yeah.
We've tried to go through, now we are here
podcasting.
We are podcasting. Yeah. This is very good. We love
vibrant social media pages.
Yes, we have vibrant
social media pages. Please follow CA_Kenya and KSAT.
Yeah. They have really dope stuff that they say.
Are you guys on Instagram as well?
Yes, we are on Instagram. Wow. We are
community.
I wanted to add something. Please. You see, when you look at cybersecurity, I like to say, look at it as a value chain. Like there's this, so there's Ben on one end.
Yeah.
And then Ben, you have a phone. Mm-hmm. And that phone, you access the internet. Who's your service provider? It could be Safaricom, Airtel, Jamie, and the rest. So there's an ISP there.
Yeah.
That ISP is our licensee. They have a license from CA. Mm-hmm. They have terms and conditions, right? Mm-hmm. So using that internet that you're accessing, then you've been able to do online banking and the rest. So let's take the case of financial fraud, for example. Then something happens to you regarding your banking app or something, or even maybe you're cyberbullied, or somebody commits, impersonates you. Then you go to the police. The normal thing would be to you go to the police and say, I lost 5,000 shillings, or I'm being bullied, and all this. Then you go to the police station, which is National Police Service, a completely different institution. Organ. And if you go there and that policeman just asks you, siungena to kwa ATM. Like, siungena kwa M-Pesa, siungetu na M-Pesa. And then that interaction will depend whether you will have confidence to take it forward or you'll drop it.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that, then people will not be reporting. So criminals will know, nothing will happen. So they'll just continue doing it, isn't it? But if the policeman at that particular point is like, yes, this is a cybercrime, the Computer Misuse and Cybercrimes Act is very clear what has happened, they'll do, you get an OB, it will be recorded, you get your phone, they'll do forensic evidence and everything. So it will go to DCI, and then they'll do investigations, do forensics reports, then they take the file and take it to another institution, Director of Public Prosecution, and they are going to prosecute on behalf of the state because this is a criminal activity, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the ODPP and its staff and its complete structure has to be able to understand
how this
cybercrime has happened, that is actually a crime that has hurt you, you know, and then prepare a very nice file and take it to who?
Court.
Go to judiciary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then go to court. So we go to the magistrate court, the magistrate has to be like, oh yes, this is a complete crime. Just the same way, this is a very serious crime, and the law is very clear, and they understand the evidence, and they brought for forensic evidence, and they can understand, and see when your ISP was used, we link things, your username, blah, 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 you know, and Facebook and the rest are like, we support everything that's going on, and they give their data and we support the case and everything.
Yeah.
And then the magistrate or the judge is like, what is that thing they usually say? You see what will happen is that those young men there who are struggling for jobs and decide to hack into banks in school, they will know aki nikishikwa. Akiniliona DCI, police wako on point.
Yeah.
DCI wanafanya network forensics, by the way. We have a lab at the KSAT, a digital forensics lab, and we do digital forensics, mobile forensics, network forensics, you know. So, like, if we can come and analyze your network to see whether there's, when a crime has happened on your network, right? So they know this guy, DCI, has such smart people, and they'll do mad digital forensics, na nitashikwa, and then these guys, the prosecution is going to do a fantastic job. Judiciary is going to do a fantastic job. Without Twitter or without visiting, without pizza and anything for that. It will be a challenge. They will not do that. So, but you see, there are so many people along that line.
Yeah.
So that's what she was talking about, stakeholder partnership. We have to work with all these people because if we do our job and create awareness and give licenses and everything, and the policeman does not understand, it stops there. It becomes skills for somebody else. So everybody on that value chain has to be aware, has to be on point, and we work with all those people to give them the support that they need so that
we secure our cyberspace so that who is a good chaser.
To be very honest, I've always undermined on despised government institutions because you know, maybe you know, but one bad experience for ID, you know, we for 3 months, but after interacting with you guys, I've realized that government is really strong, powerful, it has some really intelligent people working for it. Na watakushika kama hiyo ndio kazi unafanya. Utashikwa. Anyway, so as
and that they will not be smiling with you.
Yeah. Kusha. So any final remarks as we conclude the show? Anything you feel like you want to add? Anything you can uzara tu masalamu, sing a song, give us a poem, whatever you want to do. This is your space.
This
you
is the final remarks. The internet is an interesting place to be. It's dope. It's amazing. It's created opportunities like this one. Post-COVID, even more amazing because we realized that we're able to work from literally anywhere. Kids can study from home. I think that COVID was like the wake-up call. I think use the internet responsibly. Constantly, if possible, just on a daily basis, just look out for a nugget of. And if you subscribe to KSAT, you are assured you will
subscribe
have,
on YouTube.
On
you can even subscribe.
We have, you can YouTube where we have our webinars and whatever for also CA Kenya. You can
do on the app.
On the app, Twitter, subscribe. You'll have nuggets of wisdom because information is power, and that same information is what also I love encouraging the younger generation. Get into the cyber environment. You never know. This is a very fast growing environment.
Yeah.
And we need more cops out there.
Yeah.
We need more people into this field.
Okay, to study this.
To study this in school as well.
Yeah.
So that we also have we have more value being added into the side of town.
Yeah. Which unit is offering this course?
Every uni now.
Almost every uni.
Everything with IT. You'll just find something with IT. Every uni now is offering. If you're not offering it,
so history. There was a time Paris wanted
all of us to do BCom.
Now try cyber security.
If you find this to be exciting, interesting, please do that. I encourage 100%. Even as a second, you can see guys are still doing second.
There is so many there are so many resources out there. You won't believe it. So parents who feel overwhelmed, if you suspect your children could be clearing history, there are so many resources out there.
Yeah.
I know Google has some dope family content and some way of teaching. CA, we have our own platform. We have at KSAT, then you go.
How do you pronounce KSAT?
KECIRT. So you go www.ke-cirt.go.
It's like Kenya certificate, but short form.
Kwanza, the long one is Kenya Computer Incidents Response Team and Coordination Center. So there's so many resources. We have a platform for both parents and children, so the parents can be taught and the kids can be taught. So you can actually, it's a module you do by yourself. I'm not supposed to say this, but we're going to be launching a dope game on Safer Internet Day that you'll be able to then be able to interact more as you're playing the game you're learning. So that's CA. We have a booklet, we have mad content there. It's available on our website. On the CA website is also available on the app, and then there are all these other stakeholders that we work with who have good content, like Google does some good things. So just reach out, there's so much. Don't feel like, since you're a digital alien, you will know something that will help something. Reach out to your ISP provider, internet service provider, tell them I would like to have a way of protecting my children, and they can guide you in terms of like some filtering and blocking software that can protect them. You don't get overwhelmed, because if you get overwhelmed, then we lose it. We have to protect our children. At the end of the day, they look responsible. They look like they know what is going on out there. But remember, an attacker, a cyber hacker, or a pedophile, or those people, they're just sitting looking for new ways of getting to you.
To rebrand.
At any particular time, they're just thinking that's their full-time job.
Yeah.
So if we give up, that's it. So please reach out. You can reach out to CA. Chukua Hatua, reach out to us, and we'll be able to support her.
Wow, guys, thank you so much. This is a conversation. I myself, I didn't even know I needed this. And I've learned so much, and I hope maybe we can have a part two of this.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been such a sport. You guys have been so cool. You've learned now about cyber attacks. If you have any questions, please leave them on the comment section below. I can still forward it to the team, and then maybe we can have a part two. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe. I'm gonna leave a link on where you can get this KSAT app. And God bless you. Have fun. Take care and be safe out there.